Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now into hour number three, but we've now got a fourth hour coming up because there's so much news and information to cover. We'll cover a lot of news with Arizona State Senator Karen Johnson coming up in the fourth hour today. But somebody I've wanted to get in studio for quite a while is a radio talk show host. He also does presentations. I guess I'll let him describe what he thinks he is and the work he does. There's a lot of these kind of tinkerers in law and the Constitution Bill of Rights, and most of them are very unsuccessful. I've seen them send many people I know, acquaintances, to prison. Magical straw man theories, UCC theories, imaginary quackery. So I don't traffic in that. Are people setting up trust and then they have you sign your property over to them and they take it? Some of the folks around 10 years ago used to do that, and so I wouldn't have anything to do with them, and then they'd say I was a government agent because I wouldn't promote sending my listeners to somebody to get them sent to prison. You know, basic stuff like you saw with the poor Freeman, you know, passing all these fake notes around. I'm not even saying they're bad people. They just are given a line of bull, and they run with it. And that's why I have Larry Beecraft on and other real lawyers and constitutional scholars, because there are George Gordon's another good one. He's won the Supreme Court and other state courts and state Supreme Courts and federal appellate courts. So I only have on people who I know won't send you directly to jail. Still fighting the enemy, we'll have them come after you in many cases. These are criminals who've had their way that almost always win, who even think being criminal is good. And so, Randy Kelton, we'll also be talking during the breaks. If you're listening to InfoWars.com audio streams or watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, we're kind of overbooked today. And so I want to give him most of the full hour. So we're just going to talk straight through during the three-minute breaks. So folks, sorry to the AM and FMs, this info is too important, but we appreciate you. Folks will hear that after the break, but for internet listeners and for folks watching PrisonPlanet.tv, this is so important. It's a public service announcement. We're going to go ahead and go blow through the breaks, but you'll have to go to InfoWars.com to hear those on those streams. Also, even though you hear this, don't think you can just run out and do this immediately. Understand it's at your own peril. This is a lawless criminal government, so there is no silver bullet here. But I want to thank Randy Kelton for coming in. Randy, take a minute or two to tell folks about yourself, veteran, how you woke up in the New World Order, some of the things you – I like how you talk about some of the wrong things you did, how you woke up to that, because people can always turn back and become good people like you've done and then stand up for righteousness. Thanks for coming in.
You're welcome. I started this in 1981. I spent the night in jail for driving with a headlight out. That did not seem right. So when I got out of jail, I got out the penal code and code of criminal procedure, and I read them. And then I looked at what they were actually doing, and I thought, I must have stepped through the looking glass, or there's some major maxim of law that I have missed.
But let's go back. Let's talk about you, Randy Kelton, the person, you know, about your life, regular guy.
Well, I was just a regular guy. I had my own business. I'm a combat veteran.
Talk a little bit about your experience there.
Well, my main experience I had there was Uncle Sam gave me the honor and privilege of holding my twin brother's hand in Chulai, South Vietnam, while he died of gangrene. The last intelligible thing he said to me on this earth, before the gangrene, the pain, and morphine took his mind away, he was looking across the hall at a VC they were taking care of, and he said, you know, they're going to win this war. And I said, well, why would you say that? They're the good guys. We should never have been here. My brother died thinking he was the bad guy, and in my later studies, I found he was right. They were fighting for their independence. We were shooting at them. We shouldn't have been there.
Tell you what, stay there, folks. We'll be back in 3 minutes. But, Randy, let's continue this discussion during this break for all the PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. Stay with us.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at gcnlive.com to order online now.
Have you ever suffered from Giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports as suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com. You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
He's Randy Kelton. The rule of law is what he talks about. And we'll give you one of his websites. It's jurismprudence.com, not jurisprudence, but jurismprudence.com, J-U-R-I-S-I-M, prudence.com. We'll tell you more about that as we have him with us in the hour. So it's the early 1980s. Start back there. You get pulled over. Then you get taken to jail for a headlight out. And you go back and look at the law and look at what they're supposed to do and look at the code. Break that down, and then we'll go through the sagas and the things you've witnessed and the people you've gotten fired, the people you've gotten in trouble, because you have had some successes.
Yes, I have. And I've had some failures. The reason I brought that up is so many people go before the courts, and they get screwed around, and they think there must be some magic thing that I missed. There's something important I don't know. Well, there's not. These guys are just criminals. They're just doing whatever they want to do because they believe they can. I kicked this dog for some 25 years. Three dislocated ribs, two broken collarbones, and broken elbow. I never brought this to anyone else because I hadn't found a way to do it safely.
Well, let's go through all the things that happened. I mean, let's go back to the cop arrest you for no headlight. How did that happen? And then go through all the things you've been through.
He was in a bad mood, and he asked me for my proof of insurance, and I said, well, if I show you my proof of insurance and you look at it and see that it expired yesterday, what will you do? He said, I'll arrest you. In that case, I'm not going to show it to you. Well, he arrested me anyway. But that was really a minor thing. It just opened the door. After that, I had a sheriff's deputy try to kill me once in front of my house.
What happened with that?
We went to court. I beat him in court. But the deputies made up a story that never happened. And there was a street full of witnesses.
And that shocks you when they lie. I've had them do it to me, and it's like, you're a criminal. And they just smile and go, yeah, I am.
We had a whole street full of witnesses. I'm thinking, how can they imagine they can get this past the courts? They could. The courts was not interested in anything anyone had to say. They were intent on prosecuting me no matter what. But the jury was not quite so intent. My daughter worked for a woman whose husband was on the jury, and she said they were irate when they found out what was actually going on. So I beat them there. But I was in the process of trying to fix the system. I felt like I owed this to my brother, that I should lay down and roll over for these scum after what he paid for. So the fight was on. And I just appeared recently on the scene because I wouldn't ask someone to take the kind of risks
So you've been doing this for 2 decades plus, and you've now developed some things you think work.
Yes. When I came across actually filing criminal charges against them and going after grand juries, everything changed. Folks, there is an answer out there.
Well, we're going to talk about it, but let's go back to how you got bones broken.
Well, I had a sheriff deputy grab me. He was just one of these policemen who shouldn't have been a policeman.
No, it's a power trip, yeah.
Yeah, he had stopped my son in front of my house a day after I filed suit against the sheriff over an open records issue. It's just a technical suit. And the next day I looked out my front door and I saw this policeman out there throw something down, kick it up in the air. And I thought that looked odd. And I stepped outside. He had my son pulled over in front of my house. And when I went to find out what was going on, he tried to kill me. And people claimed that the sheriff sent him to do it. But I don't think so. The guy was just crazy.
Well, I've seen cases where the guy's got a sign saying our judicial system's a joke outside the judge's jurisdiction, and he has cops go arrest him for saying that. I mean, it's just, they're crazy.
What I do will help put an end to that. It really does work. When you start thinking and acting like a sovereign, I don't even mess with policemen anymore.
Well, I want to talk about all that, and we're going to. We'll have you back again, Randy. But right now, I want people to get the backside of this, kind of the war stories. I mean, abbreviated, the saga, some of the things you've seen. Like a few months ago in Williamson County, you went to file a complaint, and what happened there? I mean, I don't think citizens, until it happens to them, then they're isolated, nobody cares, realize what it's like till they're there framing you.
Yes. For me, it was difficult, and I absolutely knew that I'm going to kick you guys behinds every way from Sunday. But it was still difficult standing on that cold concrete floor for 29 hours. But this happens to everybody. I've had a number of things. My elbow got broke. It was kind of my fault because I told a bailiff when I was trying to file criminal charges with the grand jury against the district attorney, and he demanded to know what my purpose was in the building today, and I had already asked him for the grand jury, so he knew. So I told him, well, I have business here today, and it's none of yours. He said, well, I'm the court security officer and the bailiff and court bailiff, and I want to know what your business is. I said, well, if you're the court bailiff, then right there at the courtroom, just scoot on in there and be a good little bailiff. You're dismissed. Well, he didn't take that well.
You don't talk to a god like that. They talk to us, the slaves, like that,
yeah.
Not the other way around.
They drug me down the stairs and pushed me out the door. But to his credit, he didn't intend to break my elbow.
Oh, how nice of him. Okay.
As I stepped out the door, my foot stepped down on a throw rug, a carpet there, and he was pushing me, so it gave me a little forward movement and scooted that carpet out from under me, and I fell and broke my elbow. But I didn't charge him with that. I've been real careful in what I do. If they can get you into a fight with them, they will win every time.
Well, that's why they'll come up and yell and scream at you while you're calm and say, why are you so upset?
Yeah, and if they get too excited with me, I like to take out my cell phone, dial 911. I got this policeman here. I think he's going crazy. He's got slobber dripping out of his mouth. His eyes are bugging out. I think he's going to have a heart attack. You need to get somebody out here before he shoots me. This always slows them down. Because they wind up with another policeman out there.
And you call that the chicken dance?
Yeah, they start doing this little chicken dance where the one I call and I'm asking him to arrest his buddy, and he's got my call on 911, and that's not going to go away. He don't want to arrest his buddy, and I keep insisting, and with him I get real obnoxious. And he starts scooting back and forth on one from one foot to another, and I call that their little chicken dance. When you become the sovereign and invoke the same law that they use against you, it changes everything. So I've been doing this quite a while, and it took some time. It took some learning of things you can do and things you can't do. Stay away from the sheriff. Stay away from the police department. All that'll do is get you beat up. Well, I was thrown out of the sheriff's department one day by the chief deputy when I was there to file criminal complaints. And I stood in front of the place and looked around and thought, I bet if I try to leave this county, somebody's going to be waiting for me. So I went to the county judge and asked him to call the sheriff's department and see if they had a warrant for me. Asked him to call the chief deputy. And the county judge wanted to know why I wanted him to do that. I said, well, I got a bad feeling he's going to be sitting out there on the highway waiting for me. Oh, he wouldn't do a thing like that. I don't know, but if he did, it'd be bad news. He called the sheriff's department and asked for Doug. Well, Doug's not here. He's out in his cruiser. The judge looked at me and kind of gave me a halfway smile and said, well, have Doug call me. Doug called him and he said, I have Randy Kelton in my office, and he's concerned that someone may be out waiting on the highway for him to go home. Where are you, Mr. Whitehead? Oh, well, I'm just making some rounds in my cruiser. Since when does the chief deputy make rounds? Well, I had business to take care of. Well, Mr. Whitehead, I hope your business is back at the sheriff's department.
No, that's not even paranoia. Tell folks what just happened to you in Williamson County. Why you were there, what happened?
Well, I went to Williamson County because everyone told me that Williamson County is the most corrupt in the nation, or in the state. I do seminars all over the country, and everybody says, my county is the most corrupt in the state, except here. Here, everybody says, Williamson County is the most corrupt. And something I know about, the more corrupt they are, the more vulnerable they are. Most policemen don't get into the police work to be jackbooted thugs, but they get stuck in this corrupt system. They know it's corrupt. They don't like it, but if they're going to keep their job, they're going to follow along. And then somebody comes along and points their finger right at it. Well, they knew they were corrupt all the time. The more corrupt they are, the more concerned they are. And the first thing they're going to do is creak open their little closet door and look at their darkest skeleton and figure I'm going to find it. So that's why I went to Williamson County. I filed a criminal charge with the district attorney against the sheriff's deputy.
And that was with what had happened.
A deputy had arrested a woman in Travis County, sitting in a parking lot with her lights on. He saw a headlight out. He pulled into Travis County. It was in front of a beer joint. He did a sobriety test on her, ran her license, and found that 10 years earlier she had 3 DUIs. It had been 10 years, you know, when she was in her late teens and pretty wild. She got over that. So he arrested her, took her back to Williamson County. It had been almost a year, her trying to get it to trial. So they told me about it, and first thing I did is file criminal charges against the officer for false arrest.
Yeah, you're not supposed to be out of your jurisdiction.
Technically, he can go 400 yards out of his jurisdiction, but not for a misdemeanor, only for a felony. And he claimed that he followed her from Williamson County into Travis County. So he lied. We had conflicting opinions. I wanted a grand jury to sort it out. Actually, I wanted the district attorney to refuse to take the complaint so I could try to get him arrested. I always want to go for the highest guy in the district. Don't want to mess with the policeman. Article 2.03, Texas Code.
Stay there. We're going to get into how to do this when we get back. And we'll talk about some other issues behind the scenes at InfoWars.com. If you're listening there, I'm Alex Jones. Stay with me.
Terror Storm, A History of Government-Sponsored Terror, Loose Change, Final Cut, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, The Late Great USA, America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as a common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT-160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT-160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Hi, this is Dave from Ready Reserve Foods. I have been waiting patiently for the government and mainstream media to inform you of what is turning out to be the biggest problem facing the world in the last 50 years. For the last 3 years, the Earth has consumed more food than it has been able to produce, and it has now finally caught up with us. In the U.S., commodities such as flour and rice are already being rationed, and the next rice crop won't be available for another 4 to 5 months. It's fall in the Southern Hemisphere, and many countries are short the food necessary to make it through the winter and have stopped exporting certain commodities altogether. Remember our trade deficit? Trillions of dollars have stacked up outside the country and are now rushing in to buy our food production at any price. By late summer, if not early fall, it is likely our government will step in and control food and food exports under martial law. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit us at www.readyreservefoods.com, 1-800-453-2202.
I was talking to Randy Kelton and behind the scenes for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, and he was just telling me about one case in Texas where they pull a young guy over, claim he's drinking, and he was in jail 5 months without a charge, without a name, without a hearing. And I hear about this all the time, see it in the news now, where they just grab you and throw you in jail, and you had to go file criminal charges, habeas corpus documents, all of this. This isn't just Abu Ghraib people getting flown to Camp X-Ray. I mean, U.S. citizens now just get, it's not even a contempt charge. They just say, we just put you in jail now. I mean, that is the opposite of what our country's based on.
Exactly. The document I filed, the writ of habeas corpus, it stipulates how every step from arrest to trial as presently practiced in Texas is not only wrong, It is very specifically against particular law.
And to be clear, though, you've been practicing and exposing things in Texas, but you've looked at it all over the country is the same.
Everywhere I go, this writ of habeas corpus is written on Texas law, but it's based on federal law. It's essentially the same everywhere. Everywhere I go, people read it. They say the same thing's going on here. And everywhere I go, everybody says, my county is the most corrupt.
Well, here's an example. I got arrested protesting. And then they come to the door. I didn't know anything. They just took me away because you don't have free speech in Austin. They pay $100,000 and $500,000 lawsuits every few weeks for arresting people at demonstrations. They just take our tax money and pay it. They don't care. They're still going to keep. They got to stop that freedom. Got to stop that free speech, or the public might wake up and take them all to prison. But they came to my jail cell and they said, "We want you to sign this," and it had all this big list of crimes I'd committed to get out. And I said, "Well, this is a plea of guilt." And then years later, Mike Hansen got arrested, and he told me this, and I went and got the copy. They even gave it to me. They don't even, I mean, the Soviets would torture you underground and show you a document and say, sign it. Here in America, they just say, the average idiot doesn't know. They go, here, sign your personal recognizance bond, and you're agreeing that you've committed drug dealing, drunken driving. You're agreeing to all these classes that you've committed a crime.
Yeah, that's common practice.
I mean, the government's just totally lawless. And do the cops know and do the jailers know they're criminals?
Yes.
Oh, they do.
And for the most part, they don't like it. It's not as bad as we think. There is a remedy out there. And while I don't blame the policeman, the remedy is it involves kicking him right square in his behind as hard as you can so he has plausible deniability to go to his boss and say, if you want to arrest this guy and take him to jail, you do it. I'm not having him take my bass boat. You accuse the individual of a crime. Forget the guys at the top. Take that personal individual, accuse him of committing a criminal act. When he commits a criminal act, he loses his immunity. You can sue him personally.
I know, yeah.
Now you put him under threat. When I file against every jailer in the jail in Williamson County for following policy, they're going to say, what? What'd I do? And I'm going to say, you touched the tar baby, Bubba.
Now, I want to get into, first off, you've had quite a few victories now. And then in the 30 minutes we've got left, let's get into what you do. And I'd like to have you back, Randy. You're really a great guy, and we appreciate you coming in. You've had some victories.
Yes, I have. The writ we spoke of earlier, the one I filed in Danny Shull's behalf, I filed it with a local district judge. They stopped a murder trial to hear it, and the judge threw me out of the courtroom because I wasn't an attorney. So I prepared criminal charges against the judge and then filed the writ with the Texas Court of Criminal Appeals, highest court in Texas. They insisted that I file a motion for leave to file. Then they denied me leave to file. Well, writ of habeas corpus is the only court filing mentioned in Constitution. It's a writ of right.
So the great writ.
The great writ. They denied me permission to exercise a constitutional right. I see that as official oppression, a Class A misdemeanor in Texas. I went down to the bailiff of the grand jury, and I told the bailiff, instruct the foreman, I have business with the grand jury. Instead of instructing the foreman, she called the district attorney, who came down and insisted that this was the grand jury's last day, and their calendar is full. They just will not have time to hear your complaint. But if you'll give them to me, I'll give them to the next grand jury. And I told her, make sure you do, because if you don't, you'll start a fight with me and you that I don't want to have. She did not give it to the grand jury. So I came back to the grand jury and told the bailiff, instruct the foreman, I have business with the grand jury. Instead, she called the district attorney and handed me the phone, said, this is the district attorney. She wants to talk to you. I said, if you look at those complaints, you'll find their complaints against the district attorney. She's a criminal. I don't talk to criminals. And the bailiff took the phone back, and we've got this on video. He said he can't talk to you because you're the criminal and he don't talk to criminals. She came out anyway and stopped me from filing criminal complaints against herself with the grand jury.
And now that is a conflict of interest, obstruction of justice, and a bunch of other things.
That is so horrendous.
What else is it?
It's official oppression, it's shielding from prosecution, and she brought someone with a pistol. Aggravated assault.
Oh, my God. These people are absolutely out of their minds. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The Federal Trade Commission estimates that 9 million Americans are victims of identity theft each year. The crime of identity theft occurs every 3.5 seconds, costing the victims an average of $8,000. If you own a PC, passwords are a common form of authentication and often the only protection between a hacker and your personal information. Passwords that are stored in a spreadsheet, text file, data file, or any other file that is not encrypted and password protected are vulnerable to malicious theft and misuse. With Password Safe Pro, your passwords can be secured in an encrypted database within minutes. Password Safe Pro utilizes secure 160-bit encryption and comes complete with a strong password generation tool. For secure password protection and peace of mind, get your free Password Safe Pro today at www.passwordsafepro.com. Again, get your free Password Safe Pro at www.passwordsafepro.com. Secure password protection and peace of mind is one click away. Trust the pro, Password Safe Pro.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their Dark Order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's the Athanasia.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Why should we fire Congress? Because they use the Constitution of the United States as a scrap of paper. They swear an oath to follow it, and then they reject it. That was their employment document. They haven't followed it. Congressmen, senators, you're fired.
Washington, you're fired!
I think it's the next freedom to fascism.
Washington, you're fired was born out of sheer frustration with abuses in our current political system, and it gives a voice to Americans across the country. Washington, You're Fired examines constitutional issues as they relate to the Katrina disaster, the president's illegal spy program, NSA data mining, FISA's secret court, the illegal wiretapping of millions of Americans, and the last 7 years of terror-related spy bills, how they affect you, and what you can do about it. Washington, You're Fired captures the spirit and zest of an old-fashioned Boston Tea Party. Kem Williams describes the film as a rabble-rousing call to arms. We invite you to make the change with us. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the video tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Please visit TakeBackWashington.com.
Randy Kelton's our guest. He's had a lot of effect in the courts. I've seen him have some victories, get some people out of things they hadn't done. When lawyers wanted $20,000, you know, he was able with basic procedures to have them just drop the cases. I mean, it's one big, giant, corrupt system. And, Randy, we were talking during the last break there for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. We were just now getting into the procedures. The police officer in the old days took you before a judge first, and it was always over rustling or horse thieving or rape or something serious, but they still had to bring you before a judge, before the jail, or they could hold you maybe for a day before you went before a judge when the judge came in. It was on the weekend or at night. And now they'll just take it for weeks, months in jail without even charges. That is kidnapping. That is official oppression. That is grade A tyranny. But all of this has just been standardized. But here's another example. Somebody steals your car. They won't come out and look into it. If you want to go file a report, they won't even let you. If you want to file charges on somebody who's knocked your teeth out, they'll just act like, well, come back later, or I can't do that, or go here. They don't let you know that they have to file that, and then if you turn out to be a liar, you get arrested for filing false charges. And so it's the same thing with grand juries. Grand juries used to be creatures of the people. They were open. They were discussed. Now they become creatures of the prosecutors. Everything has been domesticated. So let's talk about that. I mean, you know, I've gone down many years ago, 10, 12 years ago, when I had stalkers and people breaking my car and doing stuff, being in my backyard, and I'd go to them and they'd say, look, you don't like us cops. I'm not going to file a thing on him for you. Just get out of my office. And I was just like, whoa. And that was down here in Austin. And that's when I really started waking up. I mean, I'd grown up in Dallas where our sheriff went to jail for being a drug dealer, and I'd seen all kinds of crazy stuff and knew it was all a joke. But, I mean, this really is. These are hardcore crooks. I mean, you're saying your normal officer isn't like that on the ground. I know they're just out writing tickets and raising revenue and helping people occasionally. But higher up, I mean, it does seem to get more rotten as you get higher up the fish. You know, it rots from the head down. But, I mean, Randy, that's a lot I've said, but comments on that.
It goes to the law of crudulence. Crud sinks to the top. You have to be a scoundrel to ever get there. And I'm not saying all police are lily white angels. There are a number of police out there who got into police work for reasons that should have kept them out of police work. But for the most part, they got into police work wanting to be a good guy. They found themselves trapped in this situation, this system that they didn't create. They don't know how to fix it. I've had four different officers come to me and ask if I could do something to get rid of an officer they had because he was causing them so much embarrassment because he didn't belong there. But
then he gets promoted.
He's the one that gets promoted.
The bad guy. I mean, I've literally seen them pull people who were quadriplegics out and beat them up because they didn't get out of the car fast enough, and then that guy gets promoted.
Exactly. There is a technique, and mostly it's getting away from the guy at the bottom. A guy at the bottom gives me a problem, or if I have a complaint to file, I never file it with the police. I go file it with a judge. And if the judge refuses to take it, wonderful. Now I get to go to the district attorney and file criminal charges against the judge. And the district attorney is not even going to take that. Now I get to file criminal charges directly with the grand jury. And there's a number of innovative ways to get that. The grand jury is still as powerful as it always has been. It's just that the officials have gotten better at hiding them from us. They hate grand juries.
Oh, no, they want to abolish them and regular juries.
You bet they want to abolish grand juries. My district attorney in Wise County once told me, those damn grand jury members, they think what they're doing is important. I said, well, Barry, it is. I know that, but I wish they didn't. Because he never knows what they're going to do.
Well, I mean, I want to get into your solutions here, but how you do it. We've talked some about that in your website, but go back to Williamson County a few months ago, because you go to file this complaint on somebody's rights they violated, and tell them what they did to you behind closed doors.
Well, when the investigator came out and told me that the district attorney...
Tell them what department this was. Go through
it. I went to the district attorney, handed his investigator a criminal complaint. If you go to the district attorney with a complaint, they'll always send you an investigator.
So this is Round Rock, or?
This was Georgetown.
Okay, Georgetown City District Attorney, okay.
No, went to the county courthouse.
I want to be clear. You went to the county of Williamson County.
The county, the elected.
County seat.
The elected district attorney.
Got it, county seat.
Yeah, I wanted the highest one in the
Got state. It, I just didn't know what jurisdiction.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Complaints against public officials always go to district attorney, even if it's Class C misdemeanor, by law. So I filed a complaint. I try to file it with a district attorney. When you try to do that, they'll never talk to you. They'll send out their investigator. So I got this trick for them. I make up a criminal complaint. And I ask the investigator, are you a certified police officer? And he said, yes, I am. Good. I need you. Here, take this complaint and verify it. And it's a complaint against his boss. And he'll say, well, I can't verify that. If you're a certified police officer, you're authorized to verify criminal affidavits. Verify that. The first thing he does is goes to his boss, because he's not even signing that document. So that gets rid of him. Well, he went to talk to the boss and came back and said, the boss declined my offer to file criminal charges against this other police officer. And I told him I hate to hear that, took out my cell phone, dialed 911, asked him to send an officer out here to arrest the both of them. Class A misdemeanor, official misconduct, violation 39.03, penal code, I'll square out the complaint, I'll wait.
And that's the thing. They break the law. Go back and explain that when they drive you to the jail instead of to the magistrate. I mean, explain that.
Yeah, okay.
It's just all crime.
It was intended by our founders that the people not have a reason to fear their police.
This was born out of the British running around arresting their own people for no reason.
This thing of magistrates comes from Magna Carta. 1200s.
1215.
It was a good idea. They said, the policeman should not have the key to the jailhouse door. You can arrest somebody, but you take him directly to a magistrate and you explain yourself.
Separation of powers.
And it's not because they don't trust a policeman, but they want you to feel like the policeman didn't arrest and imprison. That he can arrest, but he's going to take you to somebody else and explain himself.
And that also gives him protection.
Exactly. So in Wise County, they do that now. And the police like it.
So you've made them do that.
Yes. It kind of came about, took a long time, but they finally do that. Everybody likes it better. I never hear anyone in Wise County tell me about the police being jackbooted thugs. Just change their whole perspective. The policeman likes it better. The magistrate likes it better. Even the prosecutor likes it better. Because the magistrate throws out a lot of cases that so he don't have to deal with them. But that's what they were supposed to do. But over a period of time...
You just get lazy.
I think the real problem is the legislature told the prosecutor to give advice to the judge, to the lower courts, and the police. That's a prescription for exactly the disaster we see today. You think the prosecutor is going to say to the judge, well, I think you should do this here because it will make my life a living hell. No, he's going to advise them to do things that make the prosecution flow more efficiently. And over time, we gravitate away.
And now everything's plea bargain, and now they'll throw you in jail for 5 months before they even charge you, so they don't even have to make you plea bargain.
I looked at the criminal court records in the county I live in. I was looking at one of them. There's nothing in there but the indictment and the deal. You can't tell he's been arrested. You can't tell anything. In the deal, he got 457 days time served. He sat in jail 457 days before they could squeeze a deal out of him. And he can only
no judge, no jury. You just go right to jail, and they're God.
And not even any record at the court that you exist. He can't file motions. He can't do anything. He's in a legal limbo. And that's because the magistrate doesn't send the records to the clerk. But back to the policeman. When he arrests you, he's supposed to take you to that magistrate. And according to the federal law, his only defense against an allegation of false imprisonment for failure to timely take before a magistrate is a showing of due diligence and effort to locate. When he gets in that car, cranks that car, points it toward the jail as a matter of policy, that's aggravated kidnapping by definition. He violated a law relating to his office. His acts became false imprisonment, which is, in Texas, it's called kidnapping. And he did it whilst displaying a deadly weapon. That makes it aggravated kidnapping. He took me and gave me to the jailers. They continued the kidnapping. They touch the tar baby.
They don't just exceed their authority. Now, what do you do about police now? A lot of them seem to think that they'll go ahead if you argue with them and taser you, and then they bump their chest into you, or don't even do that now, and just charge you with assaulting them. What would you do with a case like that?
That's what happened to me. And that's why they arrested me. And I was really upset when they dismissed the charges. I wanted him on the stand. On the stand, I'd elicit perjured testimony and ask that judge to have him arrested immediately. But they arrested me and took me into... Well, first, they went into this conference room.
Finish up with what happened in Williamson County. The assault began.
I gave him the complaint.
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
And he said the complaint was insufficient. I said, well, thank you anyway, but I don't need any legal advice. And they got real excited about that and started grilling me, and I finally told them this interview's over and started to leave, and they grabbed me and threw me in a chair.
Just total third world country.
Yes. Reached for my cell phone. He grabbed my arm, twisted it, ripped my cell phone out of my hand. I told him, I need that to call 911. They said, we are 911. No, you're jackbooted thugs. I need 911. Well, by that time, Michael...
You told him that?
Michael Badnarik was there. He kind of backed up in a corner. The third time...
A witness to this vampiric behavior.
Yes. The third time they threw me in the chair, the police officer had his hand on my chest pushing me backwards. I reached up and pushed his hand off, and they arrested me for assault.
So they assault you, and if you defend yourself, you're Al-Qaeda.
Exactly.
So where's that going? They've dropped it?
They've dropped it, and I'm upset about it. The prosecuting attorney dropped the charge.
Well, I mean, what a circus behind closed doors with these crazies.
Well, they're not done yet. Actually, Deborah helped me out on this one. I went to the county attorney because they dropped the interfering with the public servant charge. And I had went to the court clerk, and there's no record with the court clerk that I was ever arrested. So I asked the prosecuting attorney, who dropped these charges? He said, well, I did. Well, how did you manage to drop them? There's no record in the court clerk they exist. Well, I dropped them in my capacity as a prosecuting attorney. I told him, well, that's all well and good, but I was hoping for something more specific, like 32.02 Code of Criminal Procedure, which says a prosecuting attorney may not dismiss a prosecution except by submission of written motion to the court of jurisdiction laying down cause
for
sentence.
Why they did it, because for all we know, he could have been paid off to do it. You got to have a record.
Yeah, so where the heck did you get this? He said, well, a prosecution never started because I refused to take it. I said, wait a minute. I thought I spent 29 hours in your jail. And as I read the case law, a prosecution commences when a person is arrested or a criminal complaint is presented to a magistrate, which had to be for him to find probable cause. So a prosecution commenced. You dismissed it. How did you even know it existed? Because the magistrate was supposed to send the records to the court clerk. How did you know? The court clerk doesn't have them. So whoever has them in violation of 3710 Penal Code, and they're committing a felony. Have you got those records? And he looked like a cat with a feather in his mouth. And Deborah was standing behind me. Deborah, that's my co-host, Deborah Stevens. She stepped up and said, Randy, aren't you talking about the records that were supposed to go to the magistrate? And I said, yes. Well, look at that folder he's got in his hand there. Isn't that those records? And this prosecutor looked like he wanted a hole to crawl in. And she said, are any of those records in there from the magistrate? Well, yes, one of them. And Deborah shut up, stepped back. And for Deborah to stop talking abruptly, I thought that was rather strange. And I looked back at her. It wasn't until later I realized what she had done. She got the prosecutor to cop to a felony. And once she got it, she didn't pursue anymore. So he wouldn't have a chance to talk his way out of it. So I'll be filing felony tampering with a government document against the prosecutor for having my records. Let him explain.
But see, they love to have false charges and set up old ladies and young kids. They get to have some of their own sick medicine. But you're doing it within the law.
Yes. Oh, they hate this because they know I will go directly to the grand jury. Now, whether I actually get to the grand jury or not, it's not so important. Just making grand jury noises scares the bejesus out of these guys. They see their career flash before their eyes. The odds are that I'm not going to get an indictment. But who wants to play Russian roulette?
But getting back to their psychology, I don't know how they have, like, in their minds, think we're like lumps of meat and aren't humans with lives and careers and ideas and hopes and dreams. I mean, it was crazy when the New York cops took me behind there and said, we're going to say you hit one of us. And they weren't messing with me. And I said, there's a lot of cameras out there. And they go, no, we're talking about in here. And I said, you know, do what you need to. But I said, I'm a big fish, and I'm going to sue you. You know, you can beat the rat, but you're not going to beat the ride. And they just said, all right, you know, tough guy. They wouldn't put me in a cell with human feces everywhere when they had other cells that were clean. But, I mean, who wants that type of power? I would be embarrassed.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not, like, mean to my employees on purpose for a personal power trip. But I guess that's who, and let's admit it, in some cases that's who wants to be a cop or a judge.
Yeah. That's part of the problem.
I mean, they really enjoy squeezing people, and I've had enough of it.
Yeah. There's a lot of them out there that aren't that way. We just have to give them an opportunity to stand up. And it's unfortunate the way we give them that opportunity is kick them right square in their behind. I equate that to my grandchildren. I love my grandchildren dearly. But if one of them runs out in the road, I'm fixing tan his hide.
Yeah.
And when you do this kind of thing, I suggest that people don't go file complaints in your own case. You got too much involved. If you want to find out how this works, go pick a fight or a traffic ticket. I mean, what are you going to lose at a traffic ticket? If you lose, they're going to do the same thing they would do to you anyway. So, heck, there's nothing to lose. Traffic tickets are great fun. My last traffic ticket was in Bell County. I asked the bailiff to drag the judge down off the bench three different times. And they told the judge, get down off that bench, you're disqualified. He jumped up, clear the jury. It was a hoot.
What happened there?
Oh, the jury found me incredibly guilty. But I was. I told them before we told the jury panel that these guys are going to get up here, and they're going to put an officer up here, and he's going to say that he clocked me doing 80 miles an hour in a 65-mile-an-hour zone. And he did.
I was doing it. Well, then why'd you do this case, then?
I'm here because they're bigger criminals than me. they have no authority to prosecute me because they're really the criminals. And all the prosecutor had a fit.
Now, so you did it as an educational.
Yes.
And then what did you teach the jury?
I had a motion to disqualify the judge before the court, and he turned it down himself. That's a crime.
No, they have to let another judge look at that, don't they?
Exactly. Motion to recuse, the judge can deny himself. But a motion to disqualify, he cannot. But he did. And then after that, the first thing I did was ask the policeman when he signed his last oath of office. Prosecutor objected. The judge sustained. I said, Your Honor, I have a right to test the credibility of this witness. The judge said, well, Mr. Kelton, this witness is credible. And just how did this witness become credible? He's credible because I say he's credible. Mr. Bailiff, did you hear that? Yes, Mr. Kelton, I did. Drag that judge down off that bench. Judge, you get down off that bench, you are disqualified.
All right, we're doing the break for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. Tell us what happened. We'll come back, finish up. Tell folks, are you going to be having a seminar anytime soon?
I hope to. We don't have
Well, good. Well, when that's coming up, we'll plug it here. We'll have you back on.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's what happened easier.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
You were just telling me during the break about in your own town with the judge threatening you, and you pulled out the recorder.
Yeah, the district, all of them hate me except the county attorney. And I've been after him a long time. I never got anybody arrested in Wise County, never got anybody indicted, never even got anyone presented to the grand jury. But they do take everyone they arrest directly to the nearest magistrate. And that's because I just kept harassing them. I didn't get them indicted, but I was always so close. They're literally playing Russian roulette with me. And I was just telling the story the last time I spoke to my district judge. I was in his courtroom talking to his bailiff, and he ran in and said, Mr. Carlton, you're creating a disturbance. You get out of this courthouse or I'll have you arrested. I reached in my pocket. I said, I'm sorry, Judge. I didn't have this turned on. Pulled out a little digital recorder, clicked it on, held, stuck it in his face and said, will you say that again? And he was looked at me and was breathing hard, and I know what he was thinking. That damn district attorney, he didn't tell me everything. And the judge was right. I was talking to the bailiff because the high sheriff of the county sent me to talk to the bailiff in order to file criminal charges against the district attorney. And the district attorney told the judge I was creating a disturbance. I filed making a terroristic threat against the district judge with the attorney general. The only time the attorney general is the prosecutor of original jurisdiction is in a matter of a complaint against the district attorney under open records.
But how did it get so corrupt all over the country where none of them follow proper procedure, none of them follow the state and federal law, they just do whatever they want?
I have a document on my website I call the Frog Farm Conspiracy. And the reason I call it that is Samuel Clemens once said, you take a frog, throw him in a pot of hot water, he'd jump out. Take that same frog, put him in a pot of cold water, gradually raise the heat. Well, over time, through a series of seemingly minor adjustments toward administrative convenience and adjudicative expediency, we took one little step out after another outside the legal limits. And then one day we look around and wonder how we got in this mess. And it's bad, but on the other hand, because it's so bad, it gives us a lot more power in changing it. They are so far away from rule of law, they have zero defense. And all we have to do is keep hammering them. Right now, I'm just one person. And just one person. I've got all of the judges of the Court of Criminal Appeals wondering if they're going to get indicted. That's extremely powerful, even if I don't get them indicted.
Well, I mean, here's an example. I want to hold you over 5 minutes, if we can, in the next hour, and then we're going to get Senator Karen Johnson on for a 50-plus minute interview and take calls, listeners, on 9/11 and all these big developments that have happened there. But when we come back, I want you to answer this for me in the 5 minutes we've got left. Here's an example of what we did. You know, with the Absent Student Assistance Program, ASAP, in 98-99, if your child didn't go to school one morning with the flu and you had the flu or forgot to call, the police would come, demand in, threaten parents. They would arrest you. But truancy was 14 absences unexcused in a semester. So we went to the county commissioner's court and would read the law and say, and then we found out that they would take three sixth graders being late to class three times and call that an absence. And they would bring them into these little portable buildings and say that it wasn't real court. We got video of it. They would just say, sign a document. We're signing them on a probation via contract fraud. And we cut back on some of that. Now they're back with it. I mean, I can't fight everything. But the point is, it's not even laws. It's all fraud. So what about contract fraud with you? Because you're talking about how to keep them accountable. I mean, just for the average public to know the government is criminal, stop trusting them.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.